That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as Ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Well, good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and this is going to be, I think, one of the most exciting weeks of the year, because we are supposed to have an inauguration that may not happen. And I wanted to talk about what we saw coming for this year and how you feel about the way things are right now. And this is a call-in show, so I can take your calls at 888-627-6008. I'm sure that I have to explain a few things, so let me try to do that. For eons, it has been taught that December 21st, 2012, would be the day that the world would end. That winter solstice brought a new energy to the earth plane, the new fifth dimension energies. Well, that date is come and gone. However, the energies are still working their way through the planet ever since. As Charles Dickens once wrote, we are in the best of times and the worst of times. So much was piled on our plate over the past year that it's been difficult to absorb and manage. This present period of time, 2021, is the continuation of the worst of times. According to astrology and scripture, the tearing down of improper structures will continue through 2026. And January 1st, 2021, was the day one of a seven-year process, and then the healing energies will enter and continue their way through 2030. I did say this was a call-in show, and we do have a caller. I hope she's calling about what I'd like her to be calling about, this subject. Her name is Joni, and she's from Colorado. Hello, Joni, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Do you have a question or something to say tonight?
Yes, my question is regarding the EBS, the Emergency Broadcast System.
If yes.
In fact, that's going to happen, and when it's going to happen,
yes.
And if it will go out to everyone, and
yes.
In a cycle, and basically helping everyone to wake up and know what the truth is.
Well, what is planned, or at least what I expect to happen, let's just say I do a little psychic stuff. Nobody has said anything to me, but we're going to go dark, and we're going to go dark for about 10 days. That means we won't have any internet, we won't have any television. So if your phone is attached to your internet or television, you won't have a phone. Hopefully, you'll keep your cell phone amped up, you know, filled with energy, and we will have electric. And there's only going to be one station that you can get on the television, and that's the Emergency Broadcasting System. And so far as I have heard, what will be on it are a lot of people that have really done the world wrong and will be confessing for 10 days. That's how many people there are involved. It's a lot of people involved. And according to astrology and scripture, this was all supposed to happen. So the energies are in the process of breaking through and breaking up negativity, lies, deceits of the world, and removing all evil. Let's just hope that happens, Joni. Is there anything that you want to add to that, Joni? What's your take on it?
That pretty well goes along with it. Yes, we have heard going dark for 7 to 10 days. So you just confirmed that. Good to know that cell phones are going to work. We need to keep them charged. We're going to continue to have electric. Yes, there is going to be the EBS. And you said there's going to be confessions for 10 days?
Yes. Supposedly, okay, what's going on now is a lot of people have been arrested. We don't know who they are. I'm sure some of them have to do with corporations, and I'm sure some of them have to do with the government. And they are confessing what they've done to rape this planet, and we will be finding out that it will be some people that will shock us. But if we listen to confessions, then we're not going to go beating somebody up and demonstrating at the Capitol anymore. We don't have to do that. We have to look at the true people who are involved and let the chips fall where they may on the people that have given us the negativity, lies, and deceits. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. What's the next part of my question?
Well, the most difficult part that I've had to deal with, Joni, is to see the absolute sheer black hate that I have seen coming out of people. Mm-hmm. It's just unbelievable. We're not in normal time. We're riding a wave of energy that's about to come to a crashing upon the shores of this country. And the month of January promises to be everyone's wide awakening.
Okay, so this is going to cause
a division.
The asleep masses to wake up?
I hope so. I mean, if you were told, it's like when you were told there was a Santa Claus and then you found out there wasn't one, how did you feel about that? How do kids feel about that? Everyone feels differently about it. I can remember being in third grade, and I was standing on the sidewalk of my school going out for recess, and somebody told me there wasn't really a Santa Claus. And I was livid. I defended him like you wouldn't believe in third grade. But I was a dreamer as a kid. And then I had to find out. So I found out that year that there really wasn't a Santa Claus. But that was heartbreaking for me. I can remember it so well. You know, not many people are aware of what's happening. And not many have been able to see the waves of light that is behind this heavy, dark force. This is the first time humankind has experienced this universal intensity, and we're passing through a dark time of the soul. So this energy is in a combination of three forces, Joni: trials, tests, temptations, and abandonment. And there's a reason that all this is happening, for we're questioning our life's purpose. We have to learn how to interact with others and where we're headed exactly. Because we don't interact with people very well. We're too busy pointing the finger and claiming that we didn't do it. Akamumi did it. The ghost in the closet. That's what we used to say to my parents. Was Akamumi. The ghost in the closet.
Okay, so you do feel that this is going to cause all these people who have been so asleep and watching the tell-eye vision, as we call it, or the tell you vision, it's going to cause them to wake up, and all the people that
I'm not the only one that feels that way, but if you haven't been aware of something and you find it out, it can give you pain and agony and suffering. I've said that to you. Then when you begin to realize that you're in it along with everyone else because your soul wants you to be here at this time, then you can let go at any time. And you can accept this process as inevitable. We're coming into a new world. We're coming into a world of love, peace, harmony, balance, and respect. We're coming into a world where we cherish others. And we're going to do what we can to gather as communities, as families, and as friends to help people, not slam them, not make them wrong, and not debase them. So what's the principle of it all? What's behind it all? The universe is still alive. The universe is our consciousness. The universe is constantly moving, and the universe cannot be stopped or destroyed. Do you meditate, Joni?
Occasionally.
Oh, you better
I'm
get
not
there
real
every
good
day.
About it.
Well, if you get my tape on my website, The Chakras in Your Body, it will really guide you and help you become very good at it. And everybody okay. needs this right now. But nonetheless, when you do meditate, you go into your inner consciousness and you can wake it up. And it can be very faithful to you. And it can give you inner strength and open your heart. And it can help you to see the light. And we can shed all that that weighs us down. Together, we can open up once again to an expansion of light, which is going to be even wider and brighter and greater than we've ever known before, because it's a double helix. And we'll finally be wrapped in that bright light of the fifth dimension. In the fifth dimension, there is no right or wrong. In the fifth dimension, there isn't any you and I. In the fifth dimension, there's energy, there's vibration, and there are people that are there. Everybody has the right to be there, and we have to get along. We're moving into our light bodies. Have you ever known or heard about the light body?
Yes, you're confirming everything that I've been hearing for years, and I love it.
Well, you can't love it until you know it, and the only way you can know it is to meditate, Joni. There, you've got to take the time, just like we couldn't go to our offices and we had to take the time to be home. Oh, my God, we have a wife? I don't know anything. I just pay the bills. I don't know about school. I don't know about their grades. I don't even know my kids' names hardly or what they like or don't like. Now I have to be home, and I have to learn, and I have to help with the dog, and I have to help these kids learn online. What a shift. That was a great shift. It's bringing our families together, and it's making us look at life a little bit differently, don't you think?
Absolutely. I think in a lot of ways it's been very, very positive. In a lot of ways it's not been positive.
The only reason it hasn't been positive is because people are still in separation. They're still doing you and I. They're still doing right and wrong, good or bad. But when we come together, actually we're being trained by spirit. We're in a transitional phase. We're between long time of self-effort to the more direct path to the divine through grace and active endurance. From a time of reliance on the mind and the ego to one of reliance on the divine and on your personal guide within. From self-knowledge of together to self-togetherness for knowledge. So we're getting away from identification with the ego, which I call easing God out, into the identification with your blessed higher self. And it's tough. It's not easy. It's not easy at all, not for any of us, not even for me. But the third part of our body system, the blessed higher self, is finally waking up. It has been all but neglected and abandoned. So we have within us the child, the adult, and the higher self. God is drawing us from the state of beginners, the lower self, into the state of being, which is progressive to the end desire, so they can arrive and enter the perfect state of being, and that's of divine union for each and every soul, divine union with God. Can you imagine how that's going to change the world?
Only for the better, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Matter of fact, I have a wonderful singer tonight. Her name is Elizabeth Hepburn, and she's going to sing We Are the World. I also have another friend. His name is Nat King Cole. He's going to talk about love all over the world. Anyway, thank you for calling. Let's find out. And I'm so glad you're a listener, Joni. Thank you very much.
May I ask just one other quick question?
we have just about a little bit of time before we have to go to our weekly cosmic tip. What would you like to ask?
Since apparently there's nobody else waiting, what's your feeling on, we're all, I'd say, 99.9% convinced that Joe Biden will not be inaugurated and President Trump will continue to be our president. Is that correct?
I can't answer that, Joni.
Oh.
I can only say that there will be disruption and that I do not believe there will be an inauguration.
There will be no inauguration in what?
Not the way that we've experienced it before. There won't be an inauguration. And okay. we're in for change. There can't be, I don't think, because of, number one, the energies. Number one, the astrology says that there won't be. And I've been saying this since the beginning. When we had the election, I said, whoever is elected president now will not be the president. Those were my words on November 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
So we just have to wait and see what the energy brings. And whatever it brings. Remember, the universe cannot be stopped or destroyed. And the one thing I do feel is that we are in a struggle of evil and light. And we can't let ourselves be overtaken with darkness. We have to stay with the light. So keep those meditations going. Tell your friends to gather together and meditate for the next 2 days. Stay in. Do not plan on going out. Make sure your car is filled with gas, have all the food you need for 2 weeks, and stay in. That's what I'm saying. And that may answer your question. Got it? Okay. Thanks for calling,
Joni.
Thank
you. Thank you very much.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it is time for our weekly cosmic tip. And during this weekly cosmic tip, I will be explaining a little bit more to you. So give a listen. We'll be back after this. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for our weekly cosmic tip. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of January 18th through January 24th, 2021. The three trouble planets of the unexpected rebellion and upheaval are lining up again this week, creating an atmosphere of frenzied anarchy. The warrior Mars conjuncts electrical and radical Uranus, which has just turned direct, in Taurus on Wednesday, the supposed inauguration day in the U.S., followed by a square between Mars and ideological and expansive Jupiter on Saturday. On Sunday, January 17th, Jupiter in Aquarius makes a challenging square aspect to Uranus and Taurus. Big innovative ideas and altruistic concepts are challenged to create an innovative way to work in the mundane world. It's time for fresh ideas, but how can you get them to work in the world such as it is today? Then, on Wednesday, USA Inauguration Day, the 20th of January, Mars aligns with Uranus. This can put action into new ways of thinking and operating in the world. However, those who are not open to or living in fear of change can act out in not so nice ways. It's going to be very electric, very fast moving. So everybody, please be careful. This energy is compounded by the Taurus moon, which will add some deep emotions into the action. Give people with anger, impatience, and wild conspiracy theories a lot of room and space rather than get sucked into the drama. You don't need the drama. While Taurus is seen as a sign of stability, it can also have a rough and stubborn edge. Be aware that some of the most secure environments have been created by some iron-fisted rebels. Remember the Alamo? Aquarius fights for freedom of the little guy, while Jupiter is a planet that exalts blinded zeology. The forces of righteousness could bash against the perceived fascist threats of the powers that be. This could cause the situation of a canceled inauguration on Wednesday. While watching to see how all of this plays out during the week, we can expect to see clashes of power struggles, riots, and street violence, as the Aquarius energies struggle to bring out the truth of the situation. Both sides are extremists and aggressive in their own way, and it may be difficult to determine which one is on the side of the good.
For you personally and positively speaking, bring your innovative ideas into your reality. Work on this in 2021, and you could be greatly rewarded. Be aware that some adjustment will be needed because of the midweek energies, as well as to bring your ambitions into the world in a pragmatic way. The world is ready for change, but that doesn't mean it will come out as quickly as you'd like, and not everyone is going to walk along the higher philosophical road of ideals. Saturday brings a return to logic and sobriety as Saturn joins the Sun. Remember that it just takes a critical mass of people to change the world, and not everyone needs to come along with you right this minute. Sunday is a good day for a quick conversation and short errands under a Gemini moon. It's been a rough week and a very turbulent week, so be meditative and quiet Monday morning as you tend to your mundane chores, and be a bit meditative under the moon until it moves into nurturing Cancer on early Tuesday morning. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and walk very carefully this week. Take care of yourself, and don't get too upset. You're safe. Everybody's safe. It's only change. I am safe. It's only change. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, and I'm back with Let's Find Out. And you know, we're all going through whatever God is drawing us into. As I said, he's drawing us away from the state of beginners to the state of being, which is in perfect alignment and harmony with the blessed higher self and divine union with God or with your spirit or whatever you call it, the all that is. And no one can say that this process we're going through is required, but it has been in the works and planned for since almost the beginning of time, so this must have some kind of importance. It's just that the new energy has caused this tearing down to occur, and the destruction before reconstruction must be accounted for, as well as those involved in this deceit. And we've been in deceit for years. We've had fake news for years. We've had do as I say and not as I do for years, which was really shown when the coronavirus shut people down, and then the governor and whoever else went out for dinner at a fancy restaurant and didn't even wear a mask. That's called do as I say, not as I do. And that is getting tiring. However, all of us will gently pass through this dreaded black vortex. It's a difficult passage. In order for us to raise our consciousness, to see the wrongdoings of our existence, and the desire to align with the correct or grow away from our old habits and negative lives. We're all being recalibrated and aligned with our blessed higher self, the wise one within, so that we can commune directly with spirit. To help you further understand this energy and the coming stages, you can read Backstage, my book that I wrote that was released in April. It's on Amazon.com. And another one that will help you tremendously is Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul. They're both on Amazon.com. And Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul, which I call The Garden, has all of the natural laws in it. And I think that might be helpful to you as well, so that you can stay centered and stay out of the fray and just stay in the waves of life as it comes and goes over the next few months, knowing that we're always protected, we're always taken care of, and we are always loved. We are never alone. Now let's come up to the present time of 2020. 2020 was a year when Jupiter, Saturn, and Pluto came together in the sign of Capricorn, which is a cardinal hard sign, an earth sign, in January, and remained throughout the year. 2020 was the year of COVID-19 pandemic and was very, very difficult for everyone worldwide. It was the last year of Saturn in Capricorn, joined by Jupiter and Pluto. Capricorn represents order and regularity as well as the discipline of the Father. Capricorn is a heavy cardinal earth sign. It carries a somber seriousness with it and dislikes hurriedness and waste. Saturn can seem heartless because it removes all the fluff from life. It can crumble and destroy anything and everything that is not a part of the soul's truth. It rules government, legalities, law and order, as well as the structure of corporations. When the pandemic and lockdowns occurred, we were forced to face another portion of our lifestyle, the running and hiding, which was brought to a halt. I do want to say that this is Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out. This is a call-in show, and I'd love to talk to you if you want to talk about these things. The number to call is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. And it's time for our break, and we're going to be hearing a wonderful song by Nat King Cole at the end of our messages. So please listen and pay attention because it's beautiful. And I'll be back after that.
Love is the thing, it's the one thing you'll see. All that it takes is a he and a she.
All over the world. All over the world.
Love was and love is and always will be. Lovers can be found in foggy London town, in Rome or Peru. Even in Damascus, lovers never ask us what they should do. You don't have to park in Paris after dark to know that it's true. Love is a wonderful thing.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and that was Nat King Cole singing All Over the World. And let's hope that love is spreading all over the world, because this pandemic certainly has affected everyone all over the world in every way, shape, and form. Some of it has been very difficult, but we want to be able to remove the pain and get with what's really happening. And that's the light is getting brighter, and we have a new world coming. I understand there's another caller on the phone from Florida. Let me take a look at that. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Elizabeth?
Yes, I'm sorry. I kind of got lost in space.
That's okay.
Denise,
blessings,
right?
And tidings to you.
Oh, thank you, Denise. What can I do for you tonight?
Yes, I have two questions. One of them is personal, about how this period of time, it translates into relationships with others. for
that's
me.
That's the whole key for it, Denise. Relationships with others is the whole focus of it. There can't be any more hate or blame or you're wrong and I'm right. I'll tell you what third dimension reality is. Let me answer that for you. Third dimension reality is you're wrong and I'm right. And I'm going to prove that I'm right. And I'm going to prove that you're wrong. And once you tell me that you know you're wrong and you know I'm right, then I'll know you love me. That's loving with conditions. That's third dimension reality. And the other part of third dimension reality is I want what I want when I want it without regards of consequences. That's another third dimension reality. So we are moving away from that kind of energy into the energy of, oh, you're hurting? What can I do to make you feel better? I'll buy you flowers. Let me buy you flowers. Then that'll make you smile and it'll remind you that everybody in the earth is smiling and you can smile too.
So it's from a source of cooperativeness.
Community spirit, yes.
Community spirit.
And unconditional love. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean you have to get beat up by a baseball bat. Oh, no. No. This is just when you have a situation, you sit down and you solve it. And if you can't solve it, you call in the people that can. And everybody helps. Mm-hmm. I had that happen up here when I moved here. I had to redo my house. I bought my parents' house, and I had to totally redo it. And the people that came have been wonderful. I did the electric. I did the heating system. I did the new pipes. I did everything. And everybody was here, and everybody cooperated. And it was just a really beautiful experience, even though it took 18 months. We got it done.
Wow.
What's your other question?
The other question I have is for everyone. And that is about these chemtrails that they're spraying the skies with. Do you think they're spraying COVID in the chemtrails? Because it seemed like certain states that were blue states, red states, were getting more of the COVID than others, you know, with like the Republican states.
No, I don't think they're spraying COVID. And if they were, don't get mad at me. COVID is a virus. You cannot catch a virus. You can catch germs that can weaken you towards the virus, but viruses are not transmittable. So, no, they're not spraying COVID. What an idea.
It was concerning me because I see it, you know, like late in the day. That's when they start spraying the skies.
Yeah, I know. Actually, you're in Florida, and they might be doing some of that for a good reason to work with the mosquitoes that are so deadly. Because some of the chemtrails can be good, and some of them are not. They're not all deemed bad.
So you don't feel that the chemtrails is a danger to us? I did not say that.
I said that some of them can be good. And I see everybody run with fear, but you don't know what's going on. And we don't know what's going on, and you have to assume that you're safe and that you are being protected, that nothing can touch you, and that they are helping with the mosquitoes and the bugs and all the things that trouble Florida. That doesn't mean it's every time, but I do know that it's some of the time. That's what I was saying.
They're spraying way high in the air. I mean, it's so far up you cannot even see the plane. You know, you just see the line that it's making.
That's probably good. Because then it goes into the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. I don't know enough about it, but I would think that might be better than them spraying on your roof.
I would really appreciate it when you have some time to really do, maybe talk to your guides and see what's information you can get about that.
I've talked about chemtrails for years, and I think I've given you the information. Remember, Denise, there's a lot of people that are fear mongers, and there's a lot of people that say things totally off base. And you have to use discernment, and you do have to ask your body what's right and what's wrong. And I think I've answered your question to the best of my ability.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you for calling
everything that you do.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Take care.
So now I think that we left off with, we were running and hiding as our lifestyle changed and we were forced to be at home with our children and our wife. Oh, heaven forbid. Our home and families came into focus this year as we began to get acquainted with other family members who we were living with and perhaps providing for. The energy was able to remove our daily routine as we struggled to gain some semblance of order. So what was the result? It was an eye-opener for everyone. Offices closed up, as well as small businesses, schools, restaurants, stores, malls, movie theaters, and everything that was deemed no more essential, and our sports events. And the cost and the losses have been tremendous. We've had constriction, control, restrictions, and hard times. 2020 has delivered that and more. So let's look at the upcoming year of 2021. 2021 has two focuses. The first focus is critical choice. Are you going to choose to work towards this new world that's coming? Or are you going to choose to stay in the fray and in the fear and in the scaredness? I'm scared. Oh my God, what's going to happen? I don't like this. All of that kind of thing that you run through your head. You really have to realize that there's an energy behind the action. Again, my book Backstage does explain this. Everything is different now. And everything is a little better and lighter because two of our three planets have moved into the light air sign of Aquarius. Aquarius represents research, the future, new medicines, new ways of doing things, and technology. 2021 will be a very fast-moving year, and it will be different from the past 2 years. We have moved from a serious earth sign into the free-moving air sign, where anything is possible. So it's also the year of expansion, because air can flow and move around and bring you to wonderful new opportunities. We will be having a completely new government system. Again, as I said to Denise, viruses cannot be transmitted, only germs. But I think you need to be careful. I respect COVID, and I do believe that we have to wear our masks and be considerate of others and be more clean than we've been in the past. But we are so privileged to be here at this time. We're going through a complete recalibration, a new birth. We're raising our consciousness, and this is the year of expansion, especially consciousness expansion. We're going into a turning point this week. Please listen. In fact, it begins today. A turning point. I want to tell you just what this is all about. There's so much going on that's so distracting. What is the turning point for you? How can you stay centered, careful, and safe? Remember, we create everything within our world. Everything that we experience, we've created. And this is a great time to be here on this planet. We are moving into the higher frequencies. Don't allow fear to keep you bound to the lower frequencies. A few months ago, I said that 2021 would be a year of critical decisions. Well, we're in phase two. We have a turning point now that will be here for the next few years. And this is critical for you. And it's critical for your spiritual growth. It will bring in every possible test and trigger you to the nth degree. Challenges are the material world, the ego, and density. How high or how low will you go? We used to have a saying that I said as a child, my will is your will. Your will is my will. Your will is my will. And I will your will. And that always made me feel good and clear. And it made me feel apart from all this worry and frustration that people go through. So, what is the problem? Are you the problem? Well, I have to get involved with, you say. No, you don't have to get involved in anything. Not anything. Taking sides is not the new world. The new world is finding solutions to any situation and working together. the bringing together of communities and support for one another, even if you may not like some of the people. It's not violence. It's not arguments. It's not going into social media and sounding off. So you've been busy filling your brain with what's happening out there. There may not be an inauguration on Wednesday. I certainly don't expect it. Some respected people are going to be arrested. Fake news confuses us. Some of the news media stations will be taken down. But remember, it's all just propaganda. Oops, it's just another test, and you're falling for all of it. You know, there's always a story out there, and that's really real. But you will never know 100% of the facts. You will never know who, what, where, why, or to what extent. You will never know anyone's personal history or the journey they've been on or what their frequency is. It's only by their actions that you will know them. So what will it be? The kindness, the universal love, or the separation and the pain? And this is going on right now. The separation, there are those who are participating in the critical mass confusion, and there are those who are standing back, sending out the higher energies, the white light, and participating in creating a new earth. Those are the light beings. And they are working very hard all over the world, along with your guides and your angels. That's not just standing back and allowing things to happen that are wrong. Oh, no. What is wrong? Is what's wrong according to you and your thoughts? We're a collective consciousness. We are together. We are a planet. We are a whole. We are a oneness, a togetherness. And if you don't recognize that, and you are behaving like, I want to correct that sentence, I'm sorry. If you don't recognize that, start thinking, what I do unto others, I do unto me. Make that your mantra this week. Your will is my will, Lord. What I do unto others, I do unto me. Then you cannot go into a cohesive, loving and compassionate earth if you're thinking you're right and I'm wrong and I'm going to make you tell me that you know that I'm right and then I'll know you love me. Become the change. Open your heart. Open the compassion for the earth, for where you are and who you are. There will be many of us who choose to go into the dark energies that are dissolving. It is not good or bad. We are all evolving. We are all becoming aware of a better way to live and to experience our lives. We're evolving just like everything else. First we had Morse code, then we had the radio, and then we had TV, and now we have computers and iPhones. We're evolving. We're evolving as humankind, and we're evolving as people. We learn and we evolve. But I will tell you that if we want to go to that place of peace, that golden era, we need to recognize that everything we do must be in peace and bring forth positive solutions. Part of backstage is the fact that if you do things for a motive, to manipulate or to harm others, then you're in that lower energy. And you will get manipulated and you will get harm if you're in that energy. What you give out, you get back. There's no sense in blaming, no pointing fingers. And this can be difficult for a lot of you, for you've been brainwashed and you've been trained how to respond. Take a deep breath. Close your eyes. Feel the coolness of the energies coming in. Leave the past behind and begin anew. What I do unto you, I do unto me. We were all brought up with certain ideas and ways of thinking. We all have our own truth. However, if that truth invokes anything less than peace, you will not be going into the energies of the new earth. We are at a critical mass turning point. We have to make critical choices. It's that simple. Yes, it's going to be tough. because that ego is going to fight, kick, and scratch to participate in this fascinating, exciting time of what's going on this planet. And believe me, this is going on worldwide. It's not just in your neighborhood. It's all over the world, just like Nat sang to us. And we need love to replace it. It's like when you go out and you see a car accident. You heard of rubbernecking? Wow! I saw that car accident. Wow! Did anyone die? Can I see the bodies? Well, that's human nature. We are fascinated with the density, with evil, cruelty, and murder, and we've explored it for centuries. Everybody loves to watch a good thriller, James Bond, or a good mystery. So, if you're not ready to give it all up, then by all means, go into the fray. And by the end of the day, I guarantee you will ask yourself, what was I fighting for? What did I want to get out of this? Freedom? From what? Freedom for what? We must recognize our power and who we really are. Energetic beings hosting a human form on our way to enlightenment, on our way to union with the all that is. That is our soul's journey. So what are you going to choose over the next few days? We may go dark. We may not have an internet. We may not have television for a while. What are you going to do the next few weeks and the next few months? What's really happening around you? It could be disturbing. Can you stand back and watch the play? It will be difficult. You can't change what's going on around you out there. Please remember that. You cannot change what's going on around you outside. But you can choose what you're exposed to, how you experience it, and how you react to it. That choice is yours. And when you react to it, you connect to that frequency, whatever it is, high or low. What are you connecting to? What is your frequency? Hey guys, this is it. We're here. This is it. This is the big test. So get ready, because there's a lot more coming. We are evolving and evolving and evolving souls. We came here to be supportive, to help raise the frequency of the planet, one light being at a time. If you choose not to participate, then you will remain in the turbulence of what's happening. And it's not going to be pleasant, I promise you that. However, many good things are coming as we walk through this passage. We're going to have better medications. We're going to have cures from some long, debilitating disease. We're going to have new technology that will make life easier. Many people will not tolerate bad behavior. When bad behavior happens, and it's destructive, and it creates chaos, they're going to begin to find a way to come together in unity and find solutions. So the new moon that we just experienced this last week, brings in the truth. Over the next 2 weeks, the real truth will come out about what's happening over this world, in every country, in England, in Sweden, in China, in Australia, in Germany. It's going to show us where we were in the dark, and it's going to tell us things we didn't know about. We are evolving, and we will change and say, I will never participate in that again. I will strive to find a better way that can bring us together in unity, compassion, caring, loving, and kindness. I will tell you this, we are experiencing one final ending of something. Because wisdom is coming to us. And through understanding and becoming aware, we will be able to make much better choices. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. We're at the end of our show tonight, but we are having a wonderful meditation with Elizabeth Hepburn. And her meditation is called We Are the World. So let's enjoy the meditation. Get quiet, get yourself in a place of relaxation if you can. And the out song is called Your Calling by Richard Shulman. And I picked that because I'm hoping that the music and the energies will open your heart to what your new calling is. We all have one. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next week. Stay safe, be calm, and trust. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. Good night.
There comes a time when we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There were people dying, and it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all. We can't go on pretending day by day that someone, somewhere will soon make a change. We are all a part of God's great big family, and the truth, you know, love is all we need. We are the world, sing with me. We are the children. We are the ones.